I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate. Great weather. I've been opening my doors. I don't have screens on the doors. I have screens on the windows.
You know, I'm the same way. We've got screens on the windows, but I love to just open the door and let all that fresh air in.
I understand there may be a problem with this.
But you know what else you're letting in on these nice spring days?
What's that?
Carpet beetles.
Oh, I don't have carpets.
Oh, but carpet beetles eat more than carpets. This is a dermestid beetle of the genus Anthrenus. Probably the best way to describe them is they look like very tiny lady beetles, but with more subdued color patterns, earthen tones.
Yeah. Those are carpet beetles?
Those are carpet beetles. But several people on my Facebook page and a couple of emails I've received over the last couple of weeks have shown me pictures or descriptions of tiny lady beetle-like insects that are suddenly in their windowsills or landing on their houseplants. I've had them in my study, too, and they are the bane of insect collectors because their larvae will destroy insect collections. And so this is something that I have to be very vigilant about. So all my collections are in sealed cases. And during this time of year especially, I have to remind myself not to leave any boxes open, even as I'm working on them, because of the chance that one will land and lay an egg on one of my specimens. They're very quick. The adults are out now feeding on pollen. So you'll find them on all kinds of plants that are in full flower right now. And like I say, they look like little lady beetles. And we have several species here. The larvae feed on any accumulations of dead insects and other organic materials too. They'll go after silks, woolens, spices. Anything that's of plant or animal origin is of fair fodder for the larvae. And one of the things that act as outdoor reservoirs are nests. Abandoned bird nests, wasp nests that have accumulations of bird droppings, feathers, dead insects that are left in windowsills.
Oh, no.
Will serve as reservoirs for the larvae. If you look, lots of oh no's here. If you look at an accumulation of, I mean, I'm sure most of us are scrupulous housekeepers.
Well, not
and
me.
This is not an issue. I'm sort of curious to see. I use it as an early warning system. I'll leave things in there. And if I see carpet beetle activity, then I go on high alert. But if you see powder collecting around the corpses of long-dried insects, carpet beetles are gobbling them up. This is what they do. They help keep things clean. They'll even go after old insect remains in old spider webs. Tent caterpillar tents that are left on trees and are full of dead caterpillars, caterpillar frass, shed exoskeletons, those act too as reservoirs for carpet beetles. So if you see these things around your home, inside your home, and you have skins, furs,
toupee,
yeah, right. Anything that's organic in origin, that's carpet beetle fodder, and they'll start nibbling holes and things, so you need to beware.
I am doing everything wrong. Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.